Hey, what is up? How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Scott Lowe, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. I am honored to be here as part of your journey learning English, and I'm really excited about today's dialogue. We're talking about something I love to do, camping. And how about you? Do you also enjoy camping? Well, anyway, I'm here to walk you through the dialogue, to help you with your pronunciation, and to give you some grammar and vocabulary tips. But before we get into today's dialogue, remember that you can read it as well as some extra content on our portal, en.fluencytv.com. And our most important message, of course, is that to practice your pronunciation here with me, you have to use your voice out loud, all right? You have to hear yourself, so go grab some water and speak up every time you hear this sound. The more you repeat out loud, the better you're going to remember and the more confident you will be about your pronunciation. Today, the dialogue is between friends who are camping, Tony and Priya. Try to find out what happened to Tony's tent. Ready? All right, come on, listen up.
Oh no, there's a tear in my tent.
Don't worry, I have a spare one you can borrow.
Okay, thanks. I can't wait until we get there.
I know, me too. Jack is already there, setting up a campfire.
That means we can have s'mores tonight.
Okay. And what is it that they are going to eat? Well, let's listen one more time.
Oh no, there's a tear in my tent.
Don't worry, I have a spare one you can borrow.
Okay, thanks. I can't wait until we get there.
I know, me too. Jack is already there, setting up a campfire.
That means we can have s'mores tonight.
And let's get to it. Tony starts out real stressed, and he says, "Oh no, there's a tear in my tent." A tear is a rip, a slim hole on fabric. Repeat after me. Oh no. There's a tear in my tent. Oh no, there's a tear in my tent. Before we repeat a couple more times, let's talk a little more about this word tear. It's spelled T-E-A-R, and it's pronounced tear. But there is another word in English with the same spelling pronounced as tear, which refers to the water that comes out of your eyes when you're very sad or very happy. Tear. So, a tear is a rip on clothes and fabric, and tear is what comes out of our eyes when we cry. Okay, let's go back to the sentence. Repeat. Oh no, there's a tear in my tent. Oh no, there's a tear in my tent. And Tony is right to be worried. If a tent has a hole, cold and rain might get in, so he can't sleep like that. Luckily, Priya has the solution. She says, "Don't worry, I have a spare one you can borrow." When you say you have a spare, it means you have an extra unit of that object, an extra one that you don't need. So say it with me. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have a spare 1. Don't worry, I have a spare one. You can borrow. You can borrow. Don't worry, I have a spare one you can borrow. To borrow means to take something and use it temporarily, something that belongs to the other person. Say it again. I have a spare one you can borrow. I have a spare one you can borrow. Awesome work. Tony is immediately relieved, and he says, "Okay, thanks. I can't wait until we get there." Repeat after me. Okay, thanks. I can't wait until we get there. I can't wait until we get there. Here, we have the collocation can't wait. It describes the feeling of being really excited about a future event and wanting the time to pass quickly. So, instead of saying, I'm really excited for my birthday, I could say, I can't wait for my birthday. Okay, back to our sentence. Last time, come on. I can't wait until we get there. So now we know that Tony is excited about getting to camp. And Priya replies saying, I know, me too. Jack is already there, setting up a campfire. So she is also excited. Say it after me. I know. Me too. I know, me too. Priya is using I know as a way of strongly agreeing with what she heard. It's something very natural in casual conversation. So, let's say it again. I know. Me too. And let's continue. Repeat after me. Jack is already there. Jack is already there. Setting up a campfire. Setting up a campfire. So, be careful with the T sound in setting and the subtle P in campfire. Repeat. Setting up a campfire. Jack is already there, setting up a campfire. All right. Hey, that sounds good to me. I wish I was going to that camp. Anyway, now Tony says, that means we can have s'mores tonight. Repeat after me. That means... Pay attention to the TH sound here. Say it again. That means... We can... Have. That means we can have s'mores tonight. That means we can have s'mores tonight. Okay, so do you know what s'mores are? Well, they're really popular sweets in the U.S. made of a small chocolate bar and toasted marshmallows sandwiched between sweet crackers. And the perfect way to toast the marshmallows is by using a campfire. It's just perfection. So, say it with me again. That means we can have s'mores tonight. Awesome work. And our dialogue ends with that final sentence. So, now that we're done, it's time to listen to the dialogue for the last time. Come on.
Oh no, there's a tear in my tent.
Don't worry, I have a spare one you can borrow.
Okay, thanks. I can't wait until we get there.
I know, me too. Jack is already there, setting up a campfire.
That means we can have s'mores tonight.
Okay, so was the dialogue easier to understand this time? Well, thanks for staying here until the end of the episode. You rock. And that's it for now. Don't forget to check out our portal, en.fluencytv.com, to read the transcript of this episode. And if you want to learn even more and take your English to the next level, you should check out our website now and sign up for our wait list. I'll leave the link in the description of this episode, okay? Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have an awesome week. I'll see you next time. Peace.